Even as recently as probably 7 years ago, there was still quite an interest in high-dose chemotherapy with bone marrow transplant for metastatic disease, as well as in the adjuvant setting. And I think that the war cry tended to be more and more rather than less and less. What's happened over the past 5 to 10 years is that there's been more of a focus on developing therapies that in fact are more targeted, that are associated with a better side effect profile. And at least in my own practice, the number of patients with metastatic breast cancer who ever make it into the hospital for an inpatient hospitalization has declined dramatically over this time as we've become better and better at both managing people without creating a lot of toxicity and dealing with much of that toxicity in the outpatient setting.
Kent, can you talk a little bit about the types of clinical research on metastatic disease, how the trials are being structured, the questions that are being asked, and how that contrasts to maybe 10 years ago?
Well, I think the short answer is 10 years ago, we thought that more might be better, or we hoped that more might be better. Now we know that more is worse and less is better, I think. Metastatic disease has always been a platform for studies of new drugs to then move into the adjuvant setting where they're much more effective. And I think that's even more so now. I think we've, in a way, without admitting it, given up that we're not going to cure metastatic breast cancer with our current chemotherapy, no matter how much you give for how long, or our hormone therapy, no matter how much you give for how long. And therefore, let's use those patients to develop new therapies. Having said that, the problem we have right now with targeted therapy is that we're not going to cure a single patient with metastatic disease with a single targeted therapy. We've already proved that with Herceptin and tamoxifen and other endocrine therapies. Those therapies are curative in primary breast cancer, but very limited activity in metastatic breast cancer. And so I think the focus there, if you want to try and cure those patients, is going to have to be first finding out what's driving the tumor and then combination targeted therapy. I think we're a long way off from curing metastatic breast cancer.